This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. Senator and Vice Presidential candidate Kamala Harris will address the Democratic National Convention as presidential nominee Joe Biden's running mate Wednesday night. Harris will make her most significant national political address after serving for years as a prosecutor in the western state of California before winning a Senate seat in 2016. Harris is expected to aggressively press the case against Republican President Donald Trump's re-election. Harris makes history as the first Black woman and South Asian American on a major presidential ticket. Former President Barack Obama, the country's first Black president, will also speak during the third night of the party's convention. He accuses President Trump of never showing, quote, interest in taking the job seriously, end quote, according to excerpts of his speech. At a news conference Wednesday afternoon, President Trump fired back angrily at his predecessor. Mr. Trump says he went to Washington to clean up after the Obama-Biden administration.
President Obama did not do a good job, and the reason I'm here is because of President Obama and Joe Biden. Because if they did a good job, I wouldn't be here. And probably if they did a good job, I wouldn't have even run. I would have been very happy. I enjoyed my previous life very much.
Republicans will hold a virtual convention of their own next week to nominate President Trump to run for a second term. For more on the presidential race, visit our website, voanews.com. Jared Kushner, the senior advisor to President Trump, is calling on Iran to make peace with Washington as Mr. Trump predicts there will be a quick return to U.S.-Iran negotiations if he's reelected in November. In an interview for VOA, Kushner, the president's son-in-law, appealed to Iranian President Hassan Rouhani to engage with Washington, saying it's time for the region to stop being stuck in conflicts of the past. This is VOA News. The U.S. is giving an additional $204 million in humanitarian assistance to Iraqi citizens, Iraqi refugees, and refugee-hosting communities, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Wednesday. This as Iraq's prime minister prepares to meet with President Trump Thursday at the White House to finish a two-month strategic dialogue to reshape relations between the two countries. The European Union announces financial sanctions against Belarusian officials blamed for election fraud and abuse of protesters. This as hundreds gathered in Minsk Wednesday night, defying an order from President Alexander Lukashenko. The head of the European Commission said it would reroute 53 million euros earmarked for Belarus away from the government. The EU, which held an emergency summit on the crisis, rejected Lukashenko's re-election in a disputed vote August 9th. One of Mali's most influential power brokers, Mamu Diko, will withdraw from politics, his spokesman said, after a meeting Wednesday with leaders of a military coup. The coup leaders call themselves the National Committee for the Salvation of the People and have promised to oversee elections within a, quote, reasonable, end quote, time. The African Union, European Union, the United States, and the UN Security Council have all demanded the junta free President Ibrahim Boubacar Keita and others taken captive in Tuesday's coup that followed months of protest. Keita resigned and dissolved parliament late Tuesday, hours after soldiers detained him at gunpoint. The spread of the coronavirus in Brazil could be about to slow, the health ministry said Wednesday. Amid reports, the transmission rate has fallen below the key level and early signs of a gradual decline in the weekly totals of cases and fatalities. The cautious optimism comes despite figures again showing a steady rise in the number of confirmed cases and death toll in the last 24 hours, cementing Brazil's status as the world's second biggest COVID-19 hotspot after the United States. Abu Dhabi's G42 Healthcare has signed an MOU with Israel's NanoScent to develop a test that detects COVID-19 from exhaled air, that according to the UAE state news agency Wednesday. This comes after the UAE and Israel signed an agreement Thursday that will lead to a full normalization of diplomatic relations between the two states. The device under development will provide results in 30 to 60 seconds, the report said. Australian flag carrier Qantas said revenues collapsed 91% in the past 12 months due to the coronavirus pandemic, as the company posted a $1.9 billion loss U.S. Thursday. The airline reported a strong first half of the year, followed by a near total collapse in travel demand. I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.